present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us today on a visit to the Lancashire town of Blackburn. Yes. Known throughout the world as the Gateway to Burnley. Blackburn has a proud history of textile production and is famed for its Blackburn checks, a cotton of alternating blue and white squares. These are not to be confused with Yorkshire checks, which are famously in post. In 1958, the first motorway in Britain was built in Lancashire. Built by the famous motorway pioneer James Drake, it famously bypassed Preston, which I think we can all agree is still an excellent idea. Comedian Lee Mack was brought up in Blackburn and has credited the town as being an inspiration for him. As the son of a publican, Lee would have been familiar with the town's many bars, restaurants and nightclubs, whose influence can be seen in the title of his best-known work, Not Going Out. Each July, Blackburn is home to the National Festival of Making. It's run in conjunction with the National Festival of Irony. If visitors today are interested to see how cotton is processed, woven and made into garments that are sold around the world, then Blackburn will not disappoint. Simply visit the town's travel agent and book a flight to Bangladesh. And on the subject of shoddy cut-price material, let's meet the teams. On my right, please welcome Vicky Pepperdine and Tony Hawks. And on my left, Marcus Brigstock and Henning Vane. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we begin this week with a round called Change a Letter, Ruin a Song. As summer approaches, music fans will be attending festivals across the country. Yet for the organisers, planning their headline act is fraught with difficulty. Even back in the 1970s, picking the right headliner could mean the difference between success and disaster. For example, at a festival in Woolacombe in Devon, featuring Paul Weller and Eric Clapton, Paul insisted that Eric's band should headline instead of his, and to great acclaim. And yet the next week in Cornwall, when Cream went on first, followed by The Jam, the crowd rioted. Anyway, teams, in this round, I'd like you to suggest song titles ruined by the change of just a single letter. You could start this, please, Marcus.
I Shat the Sheriff.
Vicky.
R-E-S-P-E-L-T.
I'm Every Vulgan.
Tony.
It started with a piss.
Almost like being in Gove.
Killing me softly with his dong.
Viva Las Vegan.
A day in the wife.
Blame it on the booby.
Last night, a BJ saved my life.
Don't let the nun go down on me.
Well, it's time now for a musical round as I ask the teams to sing one song to the tune of another. Exactly, you'd have to spend years in the comedy wilderness not to know how this works. So, teams, this is how it works. Try to imagine a song as being like your local fishmongers. The shop itself represents the tune, while the fish it sells are its lyrics. However, while the shop or tune stays the same, the fish or lyrics are often substituted, from, say, mackerel to a nice lemon sole, depending on the day's catch. Of course, it can't be the nicest place to work. Imagine the glazed eyes, the icy cold numb fingers, and the scales all over the place. Which reminds me, at the piano, Colin Sell. Incidentally, during rehearsals, I was listening to Colin, and I have to say, he reminded me of Prince. He's my neighbour's Alsatian, and he can't play the piano either. OK, start with you, please, Vicky Pepperdine. I'd like you to sing the words of The Message by Grandmaster Flash to the tune of Dream a Little Dream by the Mamas and the Papas.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere, people pissing. On the stairs, you know they don't care. Can't take the smell, can't take the noise. Got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front, a room of roaches in the back. Junkies in the alley with a baseball bat. I tried to get away, ha, 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 ha. But I couldn't get far, 'cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, 'cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle, sometimes it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
You now, Henning Vane, I'd like you to sing the words of Light My Fire by The Doors to the tune of the German Christmas song, O Tannenbaum. Which I understand is the only tune you know.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. No, come on. Hang on. I have to apologize for Colin on that one. It's his first day. Don't be too harsh on him. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is so blue and glance, dieses Glücks.
Well, it was remarkable to watch you working like that, Henning. OK, your turn now, Marcus Brigstock. I'd like you to sing the words of Chip.
It's all irrelevant now, Jack, isn't it?
Just try your best, Marcus.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Marcus, I'd like you to sing the words of Chippy Tea by local band the Lancashire Hot Pots. Yeah. To the tune of The Power of Love by Jennifer Rush.
Well, it's the end of the working week, and I'm rushing back home quick. I'm starving, I'm fat, limp the nose. I could eat a butter break. I need stodgy food. Without the fuss, then wife gives me a plate of couscous. news. I said, I'm sorry, love, but I want Sir Chippy Tea. Chippy Tea, Chippy Tea. I want Sir Chippy Tea. But you keep giving me bosh nosh, and it don't agree with me. I don't want lobster thermidor or your raspberry coolie. I'm a working man from Lancashire, and I want Sir Chippy Tea.
Well, you did your best, Marcus, but, you know, not easy following Henning.
Come on.
And finally, Tony Hawks, I'd like you to sing the words of the Pheasant Plucker song to the tune of Sometimes When We Touch.
I'm not a pheasant plucker, I'm a pheasant plucker's son. I'm only plucking pheasants till the pheasant plucker comes. My husband is a keeper, he's a very busy man. I try to understand him and help him all I can. But sometimes of an evening I feel a little trim. All alone I'm plucking pheasants when I'd rather pluck with him. I'm not a pheasant plucker, I'm a pheasant plucker's mate. I'm only plucking pheasants 'cause the pheasant plucker's late.
This next round is called Word for Word, and it's all about words. A study carried out by the University of Lancaster has revealed that Blackburn is one of the last places left in England with a proper northern accent. They say a genuine northern accent involves the rhotic R, which is the hard pronunciation of the letter R at the end of a word. So instead of mother, they say mother. Instead of weather, they say weather. And instead of place where we actually make stuff, they say China. So in this round, each team takes it in turn to exchange a series of words, while the opposing team should challenge if they detect a connection between one of these words. OK, I'd like you to start exchanging completely unconnected words, Marcus and Henning. Tony and Vicky, it's your job to try to spot a connection. If I uphold the challenge, I'll ask you to take over, and so on. So off you go, please. Marcus and Henning.
Preparation.
Barge.
Diligence.
Horizontal.
Excellence.
Doubt.
Horizontal excellence?
Well, I think we'll agree that we're all at our best when we're horizontal. So we're excellent when we're horizontal. That's when we're at our best.
Well, I'll give you that then, yes. There was a connection.
You're including people who've died?
I could name a few, yeah.
Yeah.
There's some more singing to come, ladies and gentlemen.
Tony and Vicky, it's over to you.
Eggplant.
Paranoid.
Rose.
Knock.
Roadworks.
Greek.
Glove.
Roadworks and Greek?
Yeah, I mean, I've been to Greece and they're tremendously efficient people. Whenever they set about doing any roadworks, they're done in lightning speed and they're famed for it.
Okay, well, I will allow that. I mean, you know.
I mean, Henning would attest, you're German, you pay for it all. They do it very quickly.
So, yes, it's over to you, Marcus and Henning.
Gamble.
Damage.
Ooh. Vicky has come in.
Yeah,
again.
I think if you gamble, it does a lot of damage to your bank balance.
Yes.
Only if you gamble wrong.
Yeah, but if you do gamble, it can do. There's a clear connection there, I think.
But they always say gamble responsibly, and most people listen to that, don't they?
They do. Like, when it stops being fun, stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Which is advice you could give to anything, basically.
Literally.
But yeah, I'm going to give gambling and damage. I think that's it sends a good message as well.
Yeah.
So thank you, Vicky.
Oh, a great pleasure.
Over to you, Vicky and Tony.
Standardise.
Tart.
Resembling.
Golf.
Mud.
Golf and mud, were you picking up on, Henning?
Yeah, if you play in the winter and you play golf, there's definitely lots of mud going around.
Yes, yes, that's true. It's a good challenge, and it just goes to show what an exhilarating game this is. Over to you, Henning and Marcus.
Mildew.
Oh, and that gong is the signal that tells us it's time to turn your radio back up.
When the fun stops, stop.
Well, the next round is called Specialist Greeting Cards. If we think back to our youth, I'm sure we can all remember that awkward moment on opening a birthday card when you feel you have to read what's written inside after the crisp £5 note has tumbled out into your lap. To be honest, I don't think I'd have bothered if I hadn't been guilt-tripped into it by the other people in the sorting office. Now, there's definitely a gap in the UK greetings card market team, so I'd like you please to suggest niche greetings cards for a specific occasion not currently catered for by greetings cards manufacturers, together with the rhymes or messages inside. Marcus, you can start this.
This is a sympathy card after a multiple bereavement. To lose your mum and dad like that, it really is too sad. Your wife has gone as well, I know. It seems somehow just mad. To lose your brother, sister too, it makes you want to weep. Blackburn have admitted, though, these potholes are too deep.
Congratulations on your best-selling political memoirs. Your book is out and doing well. It's sat at number 2. Good to know that we should blame the deep state and not you. Here's the book that beat you, and I really hope you get this. It's called My Shelf Life's 50 Days by your nemesis, the lettuce.
Henning.
I've got congratulations on having a British baby. So, you've given birth in the good old UK. I'm sure that you'll have no regrets. You should probably start looking for a school place today and buy some cigarettes.
Tony.
On the occasion of a young person using their gran's disabled badge. So you've borrowed a disabled badge. You really are the dregs. Now let me help you earn it by breaking both your legs.
This one's congratulations on hosting your first orgy. The pizzas came from Woking. The girls looked young and tarty. The chaps took all their trousers off for a straightforward shooting party.
This is a congratulations card. I know you've waited 15 days and we're beginning to suspect this moment wouldn't ever come. Hello, NHS Direct.
Congratulations on paying for official software. Happy Official Software Day. You're grown up now. Never again will you download stuff from Pirate Bay connected via VPN. Yeah, that's the end.
On being the first German on I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. It's great to have you, Henning, moving in our comic circle. But you're only here because we couldn't get our first choice, Angela Merkel.
The next game is a musical one entitled Songstoppers. Musical freedom is a gift we all too often take for granted in this country. In some parts of the world, many types of music are completely banned. For example, in Afghanistan, following the country's takeover by the Taliban, every musician playing Western songs was expelled, with the sole exception of one lucky 1970s tribute band, Jihadi Wadi. In this round, panellists from each team will take it in turn to sing the opening lines to a series of well-known songs. It's the job of their teammate to answer each opening line in a manner likely to end the song altogether. At the piano, we have Colin Sell. Yes. Incidentally, Colin was telling us that during the 70s, he toured with the Skids. Well, that's what comes from living off service station pies. You can go first, please. Marcus and Henning, can we have your medley of first lines now, please?
Well, let's hope Colin can play this one. Oh, baby, do you know what that's worth?
Well, it has a crack. You've lost the lid and it's meant to be one of a pair, so I'd say about 30 quid to a collector.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree.
It's scabies!
Hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day.
The compound is surrounded.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Unfortunately, it was Blackpool.
Sometimes I feel like throwing my hands up in the air.
Are you a French soldier?
Okay. Your turn now, Tony and Vicky. Can we have your first line medley now, please?
Come in these places, and the men all look the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names.
I see. And how long have you worked in Greggs? People try to put us down.
Well, you signed us up for Dignitas. Clang, clang, clang went the trolley. Ding, ding, ding went the bell.
Yes, that's one of our older ambulances.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes.
To be fair, you were quite pissed, though, weren't you?
Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
No, it's the Chattanooga bus replacement service.
I feel the earth move under my feet.
Yes, but think of all the gas we'll have once we frack the hell out of Lancashire. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
That's because I need to check if you're dribbling. When I was young, I'd listen to the radio.
And who would have thought I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue would still be on now? And they called it puppy love.
No, you did. They called it bestiality.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show. But there is just time to fit in a quick round of Northwest Film Club. Animal trainer Samantha loves a traditional northern dog and is teaching her current pet to respond to her whistle. When a gentleman dog walker friend popped round the other day and let her whip it out in the park for some vigorous exercise, Samantha was gratified to see how quickly the little fellow came after just one blow. Really? Was that worth a stamp, Prue Leith, was it? Well, in this round, teams, I'd like you please to suggest the titles of films likely to be appreciated by those living in the northwest of England. And you can start this, please, Henning.
Das Bolton.
Tony.
Reservoir Clogs.
Vicky.
Paint Your Wigan.
Marcus.
Some Like It Hot Pot.
Dial M6 for murder.
Pie Hard.
The Whippets of Eastwick.
Pennine and a Half Weeks.
Chorley and the Chocolate Factory.
Bootlejuice.
The Bamber Bridge Too Far.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, right.
Captain Corelli's Mam's Not In.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the intolerable turkey twizzlers of time are cremated by the fickle air fryer of fate, which is promptly confined to this spare room of regret alongside the purposeless peloton of posterity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Blackburn, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Marcus Brigstock, Tony Hawks, Vicky Pepperdine and Henning Vane were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick. The producer was John Naismith.